of a very well-known story in this morning's gospel, a very dramatic story of the miraculous catch of fish. And as we've just heard, Jesus tells Peter to launch out into the deep and let down the nets, and comes back the rather curt, I suspect, reply, "We've been at this all night, but if you insist." And you know the rest of the story. They let down the nets. So many fish are caught that they cannot haul them into one boat. And Peter falls on his knees and confesses, "I am a sinful man." And our Lord's reply is not what we might expect. He says, "Fear not, for now you will catch men." Now, in making this rather odd reply to Peter, Jesus transforms a miracle story into a teaching story. And I can think of some profound truths that we can apply from this story to our lives as Christians. And I want you to consider with me just for a moment the net. It's cast into the sea, and it catches an extraordinary number of fish. No one kind of fish is caught, for the net picks up everything in its path. And surely the point here is that the church, which Christ founded, is universal and for all people. It is Catholic. It is everywhere, regardless of people's distinguishing marks or features. Look to the fact that although the net catches many fish, it does not catch all the fish in the lake. To catch all the fish, the net would have to be thrown in again and again. And the net, of course, is a symbol for the church, woven by Christ himself. And who does the fishing but the disciples, presumably you and me? Now, just in case you're unaware of the fact, let me tell you that the days when churches could simply open up their doors and stand back while people flooded in, that's over. It's been over for about 50 years. The church, that's you and me, we the church, have to go fishing. And we take many forms in our fishing. We fish by the example of our life in the world. We fish by praying for those who do not know God. Always we are to be seeking to draw others into the boat. But back to the net. Clearly, it would be wrong for the disciples to alter the net in some way, or even reject the net and try a different other way altogether. You know, our Lord has declared that the way men and women be brought to him is by the net. It is by the church. And the church is to remain unchanged in its essentials. It is woven of the unchanging word of God, of the tradition that comes down to us from the apostles, and the sacraments as Christ has instituted them. And because it is woven of these strands, it will not break, even though it has countless fish. And it's no coincidence that those churches which downplay the authority of Scripture and tinker with his sacraments run into trouble. And I would include large parts of the Episcopal Church in that. And I would like to think that this parish has grown, is growing, because God's word here is preached with boldness and his sacraments are administered faithfully. One year, my wife and I took a trip to Nova Scotia, where fishing was the largest industry. And at the docks, they would unload the nets of fish into great pools. It's a rather tricky business. One of the things you notice about the fish is that they wriggle and they struggle to escape from the net. And occasionally, some did. This is true of the net which the disciples throw out as well. Some people wiggle and struggle, feeling constricted by the net, not wanting to be contained in it. And sometimes people actually break free and they go their own way. But when we set ourselves apart from the net of the church, what we gain is not freedom, but death. We might flap energetically around on the dock for a while, but of course, out of our natural habitat, we die. And the fate of those who leave the faith of the church is similar. They've deprived themselves of their own true home. Now notice also that it's a net which catches the fish, not a hook, line, and sinker. The church draws men and women together into a society, into a community. The church does not fish for men with a hook to catch them singly and put them alone into a basket. Christianity is not a solitary religion, as you've heard me say over and over and over again. Christianity is not the religion of you and Jesus. It is a religion of you and Jesus and everyone else, all together, what we call the communion of saints. I want you to think of this. When the priest gives you your communion with the words, the body of Christ, the body of Christ is not only the host in your hand. It is not only everyone else with you at the rail. It is not only everyone in the building. It is every baptized person on earth, the souls in paradise and the saints who worship before the throne of the heavenly grace. You see, that is where the net is being drawn to. Out of the watery depths that is life before baptism, through the changes and chances of this fleeting world, where we are kept together in the safety net, and finally up to heaven where we shall see God face to face. So in your prayers this morning, in your prayers this week, give thanks for the net. Give thanks for the church, the household of God left by his Son to save us. For the net which draws us all together and closer to him. Let us stand, and in the words of the Nicene Creed, affirm the faith that comes down to us from the apostles. We believe in one.